Happy Sabbath to all of you. And if you're visiting us today, please make yourself at home and make sure you fellowship with us afterwards, because we have a very special treat today. We're going to have pizza and all kinds of goodies, so think about that. I have a question. Who are we? What are we? Why were we born? Generation after generation, the pages of history are written, leaving behind the legacies of those who came before us. And some are remembered with honor, while others are remembered with regret or wish that they've never existed. But yet here we are. Where does this end? And where is it leading? What will be our legacy? Some look forward to the future with uncertainty, while others with great hope. It much depends on the individual. We were all uniquely created because we think differently, see things differently, act differently. Have you ever noticed that not two trees are exactly alike? Not two snowflakes are identical, and no two leaves are precisely the same. We have different faces, voices, personalities, abilities, experiences, and callings. Even identical twins, who may appear almost indistinguishable, possess unique fingerprints and characteristics that identify them as individuals. Again, brethren, I ask you, who are we? What are we? Why were we born? Were we designed by chance, or we were created for a purpose? If there is a creator, if we were creator, then by whom? And if there is a creator, what is his purpose for us? Another question should also be asked, what is life? Where does it come from? Did it just simply appear without purpose? Is life merely physical, or does it have a deeper spiritual dimension? Well, what about animals? Why are they so different from human beings? Although some animals may share certain physical similarities as humans, but they do not possess the same capacity for moral reasoning, spiritual awareness, creativity, and worship. You know, many schools teach that human beings evolved from ape-like ancestors over long periods of time. Yet many Christians question this explanation in light of the biblical account of creation. Although apes can be intelligent and display complex behaviors, but they don't create civilizations, compose music, produce works of art, cook their food, establish systems of justice, or worship God as human beings do. They remain members of the animal kingdom. Human beings, however, though diverse in appearance, culture, language, and ethnicity, all share one remarkable characteristic. Do you know what that is? Anyone? Blood. Yes, blood. Blood carries life. Without it, we would not exist. Every human being shares the same humanity, although we have different blood types, A, B, AB, or O. We all possess human blood. Our blood types may differ, but together they belong to one human family. The difference between human blood and animal blood are significant. Animal blood is not compatible with human blood, especially for transfusions. Attempting to transfuse animal blood into human would result in a severe immune reaction that could lead to organ failure, shock, or even death. This reminds us that human life is unique. But what does the Bible say about blood? Blood represents life. In Leviticus chapter 17, verse 11 in the New King James Version, it says, "For the life of the flesh is the blood, and I have given it to you upon the altar to make atonement for your souls. For it is the blood that makes atonement for the soul." Blood holds profound significance throughout the scripture. It symbolizes life, covenant, atonement, redemption, and ultimately the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. The symbol of life. Leviticus 17:11 teaches us that the life of the flesh is the blood. It's in the blood. This emphasizes the sacredness of life itself, and we should be thankful of the sacredness of life. Blood is presented as a gift representing life He alone gives us. This is the reason in the Old Testament it was prohibited the consumption of blood. It demonstrated reverence for the life that belongs to God. Covenant and atonement. Blood also stands for a center of God's covenant relationship with his people. In Exodus 24, verse 8, Moses sprinkled the blood of the sacrifices upon the people and declare, "This is the blood of the covenant." The shedding of blood demonstrated the seriousness of God's covenant and the commitment required of his people. The sacrificial system described throughout Leviticus also teaches the forgiveness requires atonement. In Hebrews 9:22 declares, "Without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness," indicating that blood is essential for reconciling humanity with God. The sacrifices of the Old Testament pointed forward to a perfect sacrifice of Jesus Christ, whose blood accomplished what animal sacrifices never could complete, an eternal redemption. The blood of Christ. The blood of Jesus Christ is more than a symbol of sacrifice. It is the means by which sinners are reconciled to God. His blood cleanses us from sin, establishes a new covenant. It gives believers the assurance of eternal life. In Revelation 12, verse 11, it declares, "They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony." Yes, the blood of Christ represents victory over sin, death, and Satan. It empowers believers to live in freedom and hope. So why were we born? Brethren, blood is not merely a symbol of who we are. It reveals why we were born. Human blood reminds us that we belong to one human family, uniquely created in the image of God, but the blood of Jesus Christ reveals something even greater. Through his blood, our sins are forgiven. Through his blood, we are redeemed. Through his blood, we are adopted into the family of God. The blood of Christ unites us with our Creator in a way no human effort ever could. Our identity is found not merely in our humanity, but in our relationship with Jesus Christ. Our human blood distinguishes from the animal kingdom, but the blood of Christ sets us apart as the children of God. It is sacred. It reveals God's love. It proclaims redemption. One single human life is more valuable than all animal life put together. And it reminds us that we are not of the animal kingdom, but we were created with purpose to know God, to glorify him, and to become members of his eternal family, Elohim, his eternal kingdom through Jesus Christ, our Lord.